Blog Talk Radio.
That's all right with me.
All right.
Hail from Lakeland, Florida. I normally share this beautiful platform here on Curzon 3D Radio with two lovely ladies, but, you know, being the boss lady that I am, I always like to give my people a break because they share this platform with me every Thursday night. We're in our third season strong, so we're doing due diligence. So I gave them the entire month of February off, and they're going to come back next one and be together. So I'm doing one-on-one interviews with radio and talk show personalities. And if we can't hold it down together, Ms. Shasha, then we don't need to be doing what we're doing.
Right.
So I know you got it, and I know I got it. I know you done brought it already with the hallelujah, so Auntie got to catch up with you. But I'm coming on through tonight, baby. I'm going to bring it on
come
in
on,
tonight,
on.
Okay?
Get it in.
So I am excited. We're going to have our full show tonight, guys. Tonight we're going to do things just a little bit different, simply because we're going to really want to talk to this chick here, y'all. She's so bad, I tell you. I don't even know what you don't do. So we're going to talk about it tonight because
right.
We want everybody to know who you are. And, you know, it's a shame that we live right here in Florida together because you're in Florida.
Yep, Gainesville,
right?
Florida. Yes.
You're in Gainesville. Girl, you
yes,
ain't
ma'am.
But 2 hours away from me.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, we finna hallelujah for real, baby. We finna hallelujah for real. We finna hook up. So, and we don't know
yes.
each other, people. So we gonna get it in tonight, and we're going to make sure that we know everything there is to know about Miss Shasha before we get off this call, off this show tonight. But let me say this: we normally do our radio, our news segment called Curzon, Throw Me a Curve. I'm gonna just say that today for those that do not know, because I don't want to lose this day before I talk about my platform. I am the reigning, getting ready to give my title up, but I am the reigning Ms. Florida Plus America 2016 Supreme winner, and my platform is the SOY Project, Saving Our Youth Through Education and Awareness of Human Trafficking in America. That's my platform, but today, we want to bring light to end it, shine a light on slavery. It is National Red X Day, where we bring awareness to human trafficking as a whole. And we want to just say that we are praying for those that are in bondage, because that's what it is. Those that are, especially our youth that are in bondage in the sex market and the sex trade and everything, it's an abomination to me. But I definitely wanted to bring light to it that today is National Red X Day. We want to end human trafficking in slavery. So we're going to be shining a light on slavery today. So I just wanted to put that out there. That is my Throw Me a Curve, my In the News. Y'all know I really want to go into the politics. I didn't get to go into them last week, but y'all know Trump getting on my last nerve. But I try not to hit y'all with it, girl. He get on my nerve.
He's doing too much.
Oh, my goodness, he is over the top. So I'm like, but I don't want to inundate y'all with my political views, but Ms. Shasha, I talks politics, you hear me? So we want to talk about you tonight, but I want to just say that it is so much going on. People, please stay. I know you probably get tired of it, but we always need to know what's going on. Don't turn the radio or the television off before you are in the know. Read a newspaper. Pick up something. Know what's going on in this country because you don't want to get caught. You don't want to get caught blindsided. But he got a lot going on, and I just don't know. I really don't know where this country is headed. Ms. Shasha, we got to pray. We got to have some, prayer visuals. Where we just come together and we just pray together.
Yes.
Like everybody just take a 10 minutes on a call for a 24-hour period and just pray.
In a
you know what I'm
prayer.
Saying?
Yes,
we got to. Corporate prayer, we got
yes.
to because this okay. world is lost.
Very lost.
It's lost.
Yeah.
So we definitely got to be coming together in some serious prayer and pray for our country, not just pray for our borders. pray for our
yes.
Go as personal to pray for your city and your county, because it's important.
Right.
It's important. But
right.
I'm not going to get into those politics just tonight, but that's my Throw Me a Curve, our In the News. And every week we talk a little bit about fashion, but I'm going to forego my fashion forward because I saw your little pictures, girl. I saw you doing your thing now. I said, go on, take that picture, girl.
One thing about me, I love blazers. I love heels.
I see that.
I love, man, though I rap and everybody wants me to look like a little tomboy, man, I love blazers and I love heels, and I'm going to stay true to me.
I love it. I saw one of your videos when I caught, and you know I'm a t-shirt jean and blazer kind of girl myself with my heels, and I saw you on the stage and you had your blazer on, your jeans, and your little, I said, see, this is what I'm talking about. This is how you still keep it Holy Ghost sexy, because you were looking good now.
Holy Ghost sexy. Yes.
There you go.
I never heard of that before.
Yes, ma'am. I said, because you were fully covered, nothing was exposed, and you were still delivering the word of God.
Right.
Yes, ma'am. I love it. So, yes, stay true to yourself. You had your hair done there. Auntie loves it, honey. Because you do
yes,
not have to look like no tomboy, no roughneck, and all of that to get because you're rapping. Get your message
Come
out
on.
And still look good doing it.
Come on.
Oh, we did do fashion for it. See that, girl? I told you I was going to get it in. Go ahead.
Yes, so
get it in. Yes. Yeah, so, and let me talk about, since we're talking about the fashion aspect of it, and I heard you say that a lot of people like you to, you know, have a certain look. What makes
uh-huh.
you stay true to, you know, being that feminine part of, you know, you think about Queen Latifah and MC Light and, you know, a lot of those rappers, they felt like they had to convert to that, you know, with the warm-up suit, the tennis shoes and all of that. What made you say, no, not me, that's not me?
One, growing up, I, at an early age, I loved dressing up. I loved being pretty and feeling pretty. My mother is a cosmetologist. So I was always in a beauty salon, you know. So
mm-hmm.
at an early age, I always wanted, Mom, I want to get my nails done. I want to get my hair. Yeah, go ahead. And, you know, I was that little girl who walked around with some pink waves in the front and candy curls in the back and a little French roll in the back. You know, like I already had five styles.
Right.
You know, just different things like that. So when I say staying true to me, like, you know, though I rap, I'm still going to be, you know, feminine. And then, too, when I knew I was stepping forward, I was kind of like, God, I want to be an example, you know, of just being a woman. You know, when you set
mm-hmm.
eyes on me, not only you're receiving the word and I'm pointing you to Christ, but you see a woman, you know, versus
exactly.
Some women, when you set your eyes on them, you're like, are you dealing with homosexuality? Are you a dude?
Hmm.
Are you a tomboy?
Talk
like, I don't
about
really
it now.
Know. And it's not really clear to me. And it's not even a judgment thing. It's just kind of like how they carry themselves, how they walk, how they dress. And then you're like, okay, I'm confused. And then because you know you're going to become an influence, I want to influence more young ladies, not necessarily to dress like me, but you still can, how you say, Holy Ghost sexy with it and be
there
covered
you
up. You don't have
mm-hmm.
to perform in a bathing suit, as I call it. You don't have to perform, you know, so revealing this and that and da-da-da. And you don't have to perform wearing something all big and baggy. You know, you can still be
And, you
true
know,
to
let me say this.
You
so many men have said, you know, and I'm just the type of person, when you see me, I'm pretty much always fully covered. As a minister myself, I'm always fully covered. I mean, even when I'm going out or hanging out with the pageants or business-wise, I pretty much, you probably won't see me in a short sleeve shirt. Every time
right.
you see me, I probably have on a three-quarter shirt, even
right.
in the summer. But I'm fully covered,
right.
and I've had so many men say that is so appealing and so attractive. Opposed
right.
to the, because it leaves nothing to the imagination. And come to
yeah,
the popular
you're walking
belief,
mystery.
A guy going to look at you now. He's going to look at you. But he ain't going to look at you to take you home to meet his mama.
Right.
It's a difference.
Right. And no, too, when I looked at that,
mm-hmm.
when
ahead.
I looked at fashion, our young ladies, when they see, you know, different celebrities and different people on TV, and they see how it be borderline sexy, borderline trashy, how they dress,
mm-hmm.
and then,
mm-hmm.
you know, I know you've seen it when you go on their Instagram and their Facebook, and you're like, whoa, you're only 16 and you're dressing like that? Like, whoa, well, for what? Why?
Right.
But because that's their main influence.
That's what
you
they
know,
can identify
don't
with.
Have
because
a,
mm-hmm.
Correct. And I wanted to be the one, I knew I was stepping to a platform of influence that I wanted to influence them to be, you know, more classy, sassy, sexy, you know, but on the classier side of things versus borderline trashy and raunchy and risque. Like, no, we're not going for that.
I understand. And it's so important because I'm watching the trends in the churches. I'm watching the trends
mm-hmm.
in the churches. And, you know, growing up, it was just a thing to do to get dressed for Sunday services. We got
right.
dressed. You know, and my mom still wears a full suit, hat, and everything to church, matching shoes, everything, you know. But that's how I was raised. But, you know, I go to a non-denominational church now, and literally the bandage dresses, whatever you want to call them, bodycon, bandage dresses, bodysuits, cat suits, women wear that kind of stuff to church now.
Yeah, they do.
Because the message has been, come as you are.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing about, and I did a message one time called Come As You Are, and how I opened the message was, you know, we are so quick to judge. Like if a woman was going down the street and she was headed to the club and, you know, conviction set in and she stopped at the church door and she came in her club dress, before we would embrace her, we would judge her.
Mm. So true.
And
so true.
That was my, I talked about that message, come as you are. And, you know, you have to get to the point of conviction in your
yes.
Christian walk. You have to experience that in order for the dress to go from mid-thigh to the knee area. It's called
right.
conviction. And we don't have
right.
it. You know, you don't see that in the church. You don't, because the mothers can't teach the young ones anything anymore because they don't want to hear it.
Ooh, that's
telling
off so quick.
What? I ain't trying to be like you. Why are you trying to make me old like you? I'm young. And, girl, I done heard it all. I got nieces. But I'm just, I
oh, not
that
even
that.
You have parents who won't even back up the mother. What you trying to tell
me? In the church. Talking to my daughter. I raised my daughter right in. Yeah, okay. I done heard it all. But the styles in the churches have changed. The men with the muscle-bound shirts on and a tight thing. I'm like, girl, I see everything. I'm like, it's a fashion show now.
Yes. You
it's
know, often I've said, you know, too often people come to church knowing that they need help. This is our spiritual hospital, in a sense. And we go there, we go to the altar, and we start changing the way we look on the outside and stop the work that's happening on the inside. And that's where
right.
conviction sets in, is on the inside. But if you're so busy trying to work on the outside and going and getting Stacey Adams and your three-piece suits and your mother's hats and your stockings and your, you know, making sure you go into Dillard's and Macy's to get all that looking good to make people believe that the work on the inside has done its work, and it's like, no. It hasn't. It's truly, if we truly were focused on getting it right on the inside, it will show on the outside.
That's it.
Sometimes
that's a telltale sign
of how they dress
and
what's on the inside.
That's that conviction. You understand what I'm saying? That's
yep.
going to change how you look and how you dress. And that, therefore,
yep.
it leads me back to the question, are we really growing spiritually?
You know, it's because I understand that the relationship that we all have with Christ is a one-on-one thing.
One is individual.
I've seen,
mm-hmm.
I've seen, for example, men with dreads, baggy jeans, and Tim's walk up and deliver a word to a lost people and they don't look like the next person looks, right? And got
right.
more word and more power than some of these preachers behind the pulpit who labor every Sunday, every Wednesday, you know, and you're like, whoa. Then it makes you kind of look at some things. So there's a lot happening in the church, or shall we say church folk, that is definitely disappointing. Definitely it's bothersome, because it makes you wonder, like, are we really losing it? Like, have we lost our way? Have we not really took hold of what the message of what Christ came on us to do? Because instead of loving on people when we see them in their mistakes and when we see them in their sin, we judge them, we hurt them, we tear them down, we put them in a place of shame, we put them in a place of not wanting to turn to the church anymore. And then you got people walking around here with quote-unquote church hurt. I don't really like the word church hurt, because hurt is hurt whether it's done by someone else in the church or not. You're adding more hurt to an already broken person.
And I was talking to my mom, and I was saying, I just want to go to a good old church. So I saw y'all having some services. I don't know where y'all was, but I was like, now see, this is the kind of church I want to go to. You know, get back to just praising God.
Yes.
I'm so over this frou-frou stuff. I really am.
The show.
Kumbaya,
the
let's show. All get along. I want some down-home, let's praise God, Holy Ghost church services. That's what I want.
I don't want
to go to churches and felt like I was in a tomb. I'm serious. You know, just felt like I was in a tomb.
Dead.
So many dead churches. But, girl, this ain't what we supposed to be talking about. But, you know, I see she just let it flow. You hear me? She let it flow.
Yes.
But, you know, I do want to, you know, just say that we still need to take note to the fashions in the church. And I don't care what position, you know, we're in or what, you know, come still prepared to serve the Lord. It is not about the raiments. It's not about the clothes, the remnants that you have on. It's not. Because it's really about that spirit man that's struggling, that's fighting, that's warring.
Right.
But I don't want people to get lost because of that either.
Right.
You know,
because your clothes
so
can be a distraction.
There you go. That's what I was just going to say. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
It can be. So. But that's our fashion forward moment. I know y'all done went all the way to church on that one, but
hallelujah.
That was actually the fashion part, y'all. We got so much more for you tonight. Hold on just a second. I'm gonna bring in Miss Kia Urso. Miss Kia Urso is the director of the Women in Business Pageant. And tonight our food for thought segment is being brought to you by Women in Business Pageant. And it's not your ordinary pageant. It's for people, women, entrepreneurs who are on point and on purpose and pursuing excellence. So, Ms. Kia Urso, are you with me tonight?
I am with you. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Greetings. Girl, that's that Miss Sasha Musique over here cutting the food, lady. Supposed to be over here. Ribbing it all the way up here on Curves and 3D Radio. Welcome to the Curvy Studios, Miss Kia. So good to have you back with us again. And for our food for thought, it's our inspiration and motivational segment here on Curves and 3D Radio. And normally I go in and I do a message, but we kind of just gave you a message through the word that we just shared. But tonight is going to be a little bit different because I'm bringing Ms. Kia Urso in. She is the director of Women in Business Pageant. So, Ms. Kia, I just want you to talk about your vision for Women in Business Pageant.
Most definitely. The Women in Business Pageant, the purpose, the mission is for if any woman entrepreneur, and if you have a fire or you had a fire that was burning high within you, let's say a while ago, I want to reignite that fire. by hosting this pageant, putting this pageant together so that it will enhance that woman. It will encourage that woman. It will motivate that woman. With all the contestants, of course, that are still registering, I would love for them to create friendships, create networking, you know, to where if someone sells jewelry and someone lives in South Carolina, one lives in Florida, she knows she have a Florida person that she met through this pageant that she can direct that business to. So it's all about just coming together as women, uplifting each other. No one is trying to beat each other down. We have to love on each other. We have to support each other in a friendly as well as in a godly fashion. So that is truly my vision for this pageant. I am so excited. So excited. God just has been opening doors. He has been so good, and I am just excited.
I'm so, and so am I. I really am. And are there certain divisions, or how do a woman participate in the pageant?
Yes, I will be more than happy to explain that information. Long as you are a born female and you have a business, no matter that business, if you may sell Tracy Lynn or you may sell It Works, you may be a travel agent, you may be a clothing designer, long as you have a business. The pageant is broken down into different divisions, which is the Mrs., Miss, and Mrs., Miss, and that's pretty much the breakdown of it. We have awesome prizes that will be provided to those winners. Along the way leading up to the pageant, they will be receiving workshops, and the workshops are going to be phenomenal. I am so excited because I have the awesome auntie that will be conducting many of these workshops with these ladies. We have Regina Breed all the way from Atlanta, Georgia, that will be conducting our first workshop next Tuesday. So if you are out there, look us up on Facebook so you can listen in. So I am truly excited. That's pretty much the breakdown as far as the division. Long as you are a woman, you have a business, we can work it out with you and get you registered. Registration is still open. Right now it's only $100. If you don't have all the $100 today, you can pay a $40 deposit, and we'll work out the rest with you. However, that $100 special will be ending within like another week and a half, I believe. So go ahead and get registered, www.womeninbusinesspageant.com.
All right. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to say that tonight, Food for Thought was brought to you by Women in Business Pageant, www.womeninbusinesspageant.com. www.womeninbusinesspageant.com. Thank you, Ms. Kira Urso. Please stay with us. Don't go anywhere because we're getting ready to go right into our hot topics with Auntie. Right after this quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with you. And the next voice we'll be talking to is Ms. Sasha Musique, or Sasha Francis.
Are you stylish, sassy, sexy, sophisticated, and statuesque? If you answered yes, Impact, My Pretty Auntie Closet is the place for you to shop. From large to 3X, all fashions were selected with you in mind. Check out Impact on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at My Pretty Auntie Closet. Make an impact with My Pretty Auntie Closet in your closet. Shop today on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at My Pretty Auntie Closet.
www.mypprettyaunticlosset.com. All right, we are back live here on Curzon 3D Radio. Thank you for joining us out there, Radio Land. We got so caught up. If you are listening in via the phone, you can press 1 to talk to the host. We would love to talk to you, love to hear from you, and definitely want you to say hello. If you are listening by internet, you would have to actually call in, and you can do that by dialing 347-945-5886, 347-945-5886. We would love to hear from you tonight. All right, I have a very special guest in the Curvy Studios tonight, Ms. Sasha Musique. Am I saying Musique right, or you just say music?
Cha-Cha Music.
Okay, Cha-Cha Music. She is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future. She is a Proverbs 31 kind of girl. About Cha-Cha, she was born and raised in Florida. She was the firstborn of four children. She grew up in a single-parent home raised by her Haitian and American culture influences. Her mother, Marie, is her hero. She raised them, her children in church, which led her to Christ, which led Cha-Cha to Christ. She was the provider, the nurturer. Her mother was the provider, nurturer, educator, and entrepreneur. She did all she could to make sure her children were well taken care of. That's a mama. Kind of, that's everything you said was my mom. Her strength and courage comes from her mother, Maria. At a young age, Miss Cha-Cha started writing. Cha-Cha started writing poems. Later, she applied those poems to music, and the rap artist began to take form. She began rapping about whatever was on her mind, life, and every rebellious emotion she felt. Throughout life's journey, she felt like she lost sight of God. She rebelled, trying to live the high life. She thought that she was really living it up, although she knew she was headed down a downward spiral. The rebellion continued, and it continued in her lifestyle. But her mother asked her to leave because she no longer could tolerate her being so disrespectful. This is Miss Cha-Cha Music's story. She started living out of a car with her friends. Many times she had to sleep in their closet. Yes, in the closet. After several months of this inconsistent living, God opened her eyes, and she could remember lying on the floor in the closet, rolled up with clothes as her pillow and no blanket, and she just started to cry. Deep down inside, this was not how she knew her life was supposed to be. Then something came over her and she said, "God, I need your help. Save me." It was then that she realized that it was the first time in a couple of years that she had called upon God, that she had called upon him. And a sense of peace immediately came over her. And in that still moment, she knew that she had reconnected with God. Two nights later, she was about to get into a fight, and out of nowhere, her brother showed up and pulled her away from the fight. And he said, "You got to come home. The family needs you." Her sister lived out of town, and she had just had surgery. Her mother told her sister needed her help to recover, so she could recover. And she was excited because she had just prayed to be in a better place. And Cha-Cha, I'm going to let you tell the rest of that story because it gets really, really deep. And I don't want to share the story. I want you to share it. Kind of pick up where I left off at.
Okay. So at that time, I call it, I always tell people I thank God for the kidnapping because that's exactly what it was. And when I came down to, Gainesville, Florida, the first thing when I walked through the door, it was like, "You're not going back there. You're not going back there." I was like, "I don't know, what you mean I'm not going back? I only came with some flip-flops and bought 3-4 pairs of outfits. I just came to help you recover, you know." And she was like, "We want more for you. You're our family. You know, we've been praying for you to come this way. We just were trying to figure out a way to get you here." And then from there, you know, my sister, we started going to church together. You know, my mom, we were connected and started the process of rebuilding our relationship. And I could say, too, that really truly sparked the fire on the inside of me. And the message in just that piece in that portion right there is, have you ever heard of the story of the prodigal son? Where the father gave the son all, you know, his fortune and let him just set him free in a sense. And the prodigal son knew that things was bad out there. And but the father waited for him to come back home. Well, my story is this. If you have someone in your life, in your family, someone you love that is out there, that is struggling, that needs your help, and you know you could be of help or could be that shelter for them, mm-hmm. go back out and get them. Don't wait for them to come back to you. Go get them, because sometimes we wait, and the next phone call we get is they're dead. They never will. Mm-hmm. People don't get that opportunity to come back home like the prodigal son did. But if there's a love still on the inside of you, go reach out and grab that person out of the streets. Grab that person out of that dark place and bring them back home. I could say, too, it's yet and still been a journey for me because, you know, even as a female and going forth in ministry, I praised dance a whole lot for many, many years. And that, so that was always well accepted. And, you could be an evangelist or awesome first lady and, you know, so forth and so on. And that was cool. That was great. Those are definitely honorable positions in the church. Mm-hmm. Great gifts that I do possess. But I knew God was stirring something else on the inside of me with spoken word and with rapping. And it just wasn't something that, especially 10 years ago or more, it wasn't anything that, you know, was well received or embraced or encouraged. And so I had to get over people. I had to get over people because the same people who didn't want me to do it or discouraged me from doing it was the people that I looked up to, the people I respected their opinion, the people that, you know, whenever I had an idea or prayed about something, I'm like, what do you think? And then whatever they said, it was kind of like, oh, okay, yeah. But when I got answers full of doubt, answers pretty much showing me, like, they were taking what I was saying as a joke, it was just kind of like, okay, God, I got to fully depend on you. I got to trust all the way in you because you're not letting me sleep at night because I'm envisioning and seeing what you have in store for me. You're not letting me, you know, get no rest. So, I got to walk in it. I got to be obedient, you know, because you're showing me it over and over. You're replaying this to me over and over for a reason, because this is the destined place you have for me. And no matter what people think, no matter what people say, guess what? God didn't give them the vision to confirm perform it for me. God kept giving it to me. So I had to just trust him, depend on it, and walk in it. And the moment I started walking in it, he just started opening up the doors and making room for my gifts. And has been no turning back, and I don't regret making the choice ever. So here I stand. Shasha me.
Amen. That is just awesome. And I like the part that you say, you know, go back out there and get them. Don't wait for them. The father kept waiting for the prodigal son to return. But you're saying go out there and get them.
Yes.
And that's so powerful. I know. I know Kia. Kia. I don't know if she's still on. But I know she was just
saying how you
wanted to work with your son and you brought him back home. That's immediately what I thought about when she was saying, you know, when sometimes when you want more for your people, you know, you got to go and get them. And I love
mm-hmm.
that, you
mm-hmm.
know, because sometimes as a parent, I know I was in trouble 2 weeks ago, and my mom called me, and this is something that I don't do. I'm not a person that cry, you know, or that's not just really an emotion that when somebody's crying, I'm the one to be looking at you like, what you crying for? You know, I'm that type of person, you know, and that aggravates me. But I can remember 2 weeks ago I was driving and my car was giving me problems, and that is my stressor. I'm not going to tell anybody anything different. A broke down car is my stressor because anybody that know me know I love to go. And to have to be, not be able to be mobile, that's a stressor for me. And she called me, and I could not, I mean, literally, I could not see the road through my tears because I was just that stressed about this vehicle. And, you know,
my mom just said, just as calm, I'll pick you up for work tomorrow. You know, it's like, and in my mind, I'm like, do she not understand what I'm going through right now? But she came and got me. You know what I'm saying? She came
right.
and got me because your mom, your mother, your siblings, they know where you are. They know what place you are when you're there. We may not think they know us, but they know us.
Right.
And my mom heard it in my voice that that was overwhelming me.
Mm-hmm.
And all she simply said is, I'll be there to pick you up in the morning. She came and got me. And I love that. So that was a good point. Instead of waiting, she didn't wait on me to come, you know, to her. She came and got me. And I love that.
The thing about sin is in the beginning, you can kind of get, you know, remove yourself, right? But the more you entangle in it, more things attach to you. And the more you entangle in it, you're like literally stuck. And sometimes you find yourself when you're out there stuck in a situation that you don't even have the strength to get yourself out of. But I thank
mm-hmm.
God for a praying family. I thank God for praying friends. I thank God for a praying church. You know, everyone
mm-hmm.
does not have the privilege of having that. But that's why I tell my story, maybe to trigger someone to say, you know what, I do know sister so-and-so, brother so-and-so, you know, or even family so-and-so. And I really need to do a self-evaluation. I need to go find them. I need to find out where they are. I need to go get them back, help them come back to recovery. Not everybody's willing to come back for that recovery. You know, it's all in timing. But still, when you lay your head down, you knew you reached out. And you reached
mm-hmm.
out.
That's it.
And you reached out.
And
you
that's
that person
important because we, God can put somebody in our spirit and show us
yes.
their face just as plain as day, but we're so busy
mm-hmm.
doing nothing. You understand what I'm saying? And I don't know if you can understand what I'm saying, but we're so busy
yes.
doing nothing that we're not in that spiritual place where we're willing to go out there and reach out for somebody to help them or to, you know, we may even just be the seed that God allowed to be planted
yes.
to even bring, you know, bring them back to the fold.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? But we got to get freed up. But you know what? Y'all, I ain't really do Miss Sasha some justice. Miss Sasha Music is a Christian rap artist. She is the VP of BBW Clip. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes. She is the radio host of It's a Rap with Sasha Music on the BBW Network. She's a TV host of I Praise with Living Witness TV. A poet,
uh-huh.
evangelist, and a motivational speaker. She is doing due diligence. So, you guys that were just joining us and just coming in, you can press 1 to talk to the host. You can press 1 to say hi to Miss Sasha. You can press 1 to say hey to Miss Kia. But we definitely want to hear from you tonight. And if you have any questions for Sasha, she is here. She is no stranger to the radio waves or TV waves or internet waves. She does it all, so she's not shy in that aspect. But we're going to kind of dig into you, Miss Sasha, because it's 9:43, and I'm trying to keep this show to an hour. You know,
yes.
we like to respect and honor time. But I want to
yes.
ask, because when people hear BBW and they hear evangelists, you know, and BBW kind of has this negative connotation.
Yes.
How do you make
yes.
that work?
Well, because I'm a plus-size woman myself, BBW is Big Beautiful Women. You know, it's
right.
not a secular woman. It's not a church woman. Yes,
mm-hmm.
there's, you know, there is definitely a cloud over BBW, and you think of, and that's because people have perverted it so bad
mm-hmm.
to making it all about risque and all about, you know, but BBW Click is definitely that company, that social group that is trying to change the standard. And trying to,
right.
for women who have standards, look, this is a place you could come. We're not going to ask you to strip down. We're not going to ask you to do risque photos. We're not going to ask you to, you know, we're here to set a standard. And, you know, we welcome you who have standards, you know. And so too, also, like, I'm over church people too, so, yeah. But I'm
you
for
better
real,
say it.
Because I've been in it so long, I'm like, y'all
yes.
too deep for your own good sometimes. That it's just like, it's simply big, beautiful woman. And when you lay eyes on me in person, you're going to see Sha is not skinny. You know, so I fit the category. Now, a big, beautiful woman can be a career-driven woman. That's okay. But I'm embracing my curves.
All right. You know,
where others will look
curves.
At it as a negative thing,
mm-hmm.
I embrace it.
That's it. And you know we embrace the curves. This is Curves in 3D Radio. So that's
3D.
We all curvy over him, baby.
Yes.
Let me ask you this. What are some of the pros and cons you have experienced with the words Christian rap? Christian rap.
I don't understand it. I don't understand what people say. I don't understand. And then they hear me rap, and they're like, oh, my gosh, for the first time, I understood what you said. You know, some people, oh, that's the devil's music. You know, kind of put a little judgment on it before they actually hear it. But I'd be like, but in this music, I'm giving God glory, so I'm lost. And then, too, when you truly educate yourself about music and listen and you play for them, certain songs that they love to worship to are just simply samples of blues songs, R&B songs, jazz songs that they heard when they was out and about, you know, in the second before they got saved. And you crying out before God to the same music. So I don't really competition, there's competition there, you know. I mean, almost just like any other industry, sad to say. But I'm going to just say it like this. I carry the ministry on the inside of me. The rest will fall in place, even in the midst
That's
of the
it.
Industry.
That is it. Now, I know I was watching one of your videos and you were talking about, you know, people wanting to give you the title of this or say you will be great doing that, you know, but you know that fire that's burning inside of you. How do it come to you? Is it something, are you writing your own verses and prose, or are you contracting that out, your beats, all of that stuff? How does it all come together? Because, you know, when you say that it's in you, and so whatever is in you, in us, any of us, it has to come out of us. So are you writing your own songs? Is Hallelujah something that you came up with, or someone else?
Me. I first started as a poet, so words coming to me have always been my strength. Melodies and beats always are running in my mind and in my head. So my producer one day while I was at work, he sent me the music to do the Hallelujah. He said, I did this and I thought of you. And right there at work in less than 10 minutes, I wrote the whole song.
You are
like
kidding.
I literally put my finger up and told the lady, because she was ready to because I worked in the clinic, she was ready to leave, and I literally put my finger up and told her, hold on, I'm almost done, and finished writing the song.
I'm going to do a little bit of a sample for those that miss Hallelujah. Here it is, just a little bit of it.
New lean.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
You got good news. Oh, you got to break through. Go ahead, get it
through
in.
The
through the hallelujah. Yes, I love it. Absolutely. Absolutely. And it seems like, and I mean, you got an audience to reach. You
yeah.
have an audience to reach. Because whereas I may not be able to reach that 14, that 13-year-old, that 18-year-old,
right.
you'll be able to reach them.
Right.
Because you're more relatable in what you're doing. How has that been for you as far as evangelizing and soul saving, you know, going out there and, you know, witnessing to the masses, to the youth? How has that worked for you?
As long as I'm transparent with them, they, you know, they sense real. One thing about a person who's not of the church or not in the church or not living for God, no matter what, they can sense your genuineness, they can sense your realness. They can tell who's fake and they can tell who's not. And as long as I'm true to that, it, honestly, awesome reception. And the funny thing about it is a lot of people, when they hear me say rap, they think of, you know, maybe just youth. But I have the whole place rocking. And when I wrote that song, I definitely wrote it because I came out of a place of depression. And I know, you know, the word hallelujah is to give God the highest praise. And I truly, truly, coming out of it was reminding me of his joy, the joy that he gave on the inside of me. And truly, when I rap it, I can see people, whatever they was worried about, thinking about, stressed out about, when that beat drops, guess what? They're now experiencing God's joy. You know, they're not no longer worrying about the issues that they have to face and bear. You know, almost equivalent to I have to drink some liquor or I have to smoke something to get on a particular high to not deal with what I'm dealing with. But it's almost like when that song kicks in, for a moment in time, they're happy. For a moment in time, they're giving God glory and giving God praise and actually encouraged, you know, to kind of be positive. And think about that thing like, oh, you know what? God got this. You know what?
Right.
God got this. I'm going to just give him praise through it. So, you know, here it goes.
I hear you. We got a caller. Last four digits is 4037. 4037. You are live here in the Kirby Studios with Auntie on Hot Topics. And our special guest tonight is Sasha Music. Do you have a comment, question, concern, or you just want to say hello? Let's talk about it.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hey, doing good. Is this Miss Renee?
Yes, this is your senior vice president.
Hey, this is the senior vice president of the BBW Clique. Miss
Renee
Chinadoll.
Hello.
Yeah, how y'all doing today? I just wanted to tune in and listen to y'all. Wonderful speech.
Thank you. Thank you for you have a jewel, honey. You have a jewel in Miss Shasha. You really do.
Yes, I do. I do. I do. I love the bill.
Won't try to.
Oh, wow. And where
yes,
are you out of?
I love you too, China.
I'm in Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, okay. All right. We'll have to get you on too and do the same lovely. I like meeting and greeting and sharing and. And I'm telling you, y'all got a powerhouse in this Miss Shaw. So, you know, just keep loving up on her and keep her doing what she's doing because she is doing great things. She really is.
Yes,
anything
she
else
is.
You want to say?
That's it. I just want to say hey.
Okay. Well, we definitely appreciate you for listening in and tuning in and sharing. And please stay. We're almost done, but we want to just I'm going to get around do a round robin with everybody and give us a positive thought. So just be thinking of something that we can send out there into radio land to all of the Curves and 3D listeners. Thank you. We are a syndicated show with Vi Live in 200 countries with over 1 million listeners. So we definitely want y'all to pour into the people tonight. So hold on and stay tuned. And did you say your name was Miss Renee?
Yes.
All right, hold on with us, Miss Renee. I also have 7471. Oh, that's 7471. You're live on Curves and 3D Radio. Let's talk about it. Welcome to the Curvy Studios.
Hello, this is Mommy.
Hey, Mom.
Mommy.
That's my mama, y'all. Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey. I enjoyed the musical piece. It was so,
you
oh
did?
My God, it was so touching. Yes, I did. Hallelujah. I did. I love it.
Yay. I'll make sure I send that to your phone so you can have it on there, because I got the MP3.
Okay.
You know, they sent it to me. They sent it to me like I was a real producer, Mom.
Okay. Half the girls on the catwalk walking to that one.
There you go. You know, and she ain't, hey, you know, I ain't shy when it comes to that now, because that's what I do every day. Yes, we will put them big girls right up on it. Thank you so much. You got something you want to say to Miss Shaw, Mom?
Just keep doing what God has you to do. Now, He'll continue to bless you.
Yes. Yes. All right. You guys, we're getting ready to close out the show in about 5 minutes. So I want to do a round robin just to kind of go around and ask everyone to give a positive word to those that are listening, because we are living in perilous times. We are living in dark times. So we want to make sure that in all that we do, we are always encouraging. And everybody, take a minute and give your contact information. But I'm going to start with Ms. Shaw, because I definitely want to make sure everybody knows how to reach her. How can we get I saw the T-shirts. I want to talk about that. We're running out of time, but I definitely want to talk about the T-shirts. How can we order the Hallelujah T-shirts? Love them, love them, love them. And how can we get your music? More than anything, that's what they need to hear.
So I'm on any digital outlet, iTunes, Spotify, you name it. You can download it from there, or you can go to my website, shashamusic.com, S-H-A-S-H-A-M-U, Z as in zebra, I-K as in kite. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, hashtag or the @ shashamusic. You can find me. Inbox me if you want song. Email me, shashamusic@gmail.com. Book me. I travel near and far. Yeah. If you want to order the shirt, same thing. You can email me at shashamusic.com or contact me through shashamusic@gmail.com.
All right, all right, all right. We want to make sure you're doing that, and that's www.shashamusic.com. You want to make sure you get out there and support this awesome talent. And that's one thing we have to do. We have to support. More than anything, we have to support. Shaw, I'm going to definitely be talking to Ms. Kia. She is the director of the Women in Business Pageant. You may have somewhere to go in July, sweetie. We're going to definitely talk about that, Ms. Kia. So, Ms. Kia, tell
yes,
again
ma'am.
How they can get in contact with the Women in Business Pageant. Shaw, I may need you to go ahead on and get on in this pageant. You might need to go ahead and do what you need to do. I've spoken into your life. Go and do what you need to do and stop playing and go ahead on and get yourself promoted, because that's what we do.
Yeah,
talk about it. Where can we? They can sign up to be in the pageant and the fees and everything very quickly for me.
Yes, ma'am. Go to www.womeninbusinesspageant.com. It's only $100 to register. If you don't have all the $100, we are accepting a $40 deposit, and we will break the remaining fees up over 2 week spans. So don't be afraid. We are here to enhance, motivate, and encourage our women entrepreneurs.
All right, all right, all right. Thank you so much. And Miss Renee, go ahead and tell them how we can reach you and how I'm going to get connected with you, because I need to hear this myself.
You can actually go to our BBW Click on Facebook. You can reach me through there. You can also reach me through Renee China Morrison, so they call me China Doll.
Okay, China Doll will be easier. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're a model?
Yes, I am. I'm a model. I'm also in the
you
want
them or you
Georgia
want us? Because I'm going to ask, you want them or you want us?
Huh?
Oh, she confused now, baby. Is your plus size or your skinny gal? Which one?
I'm plus size.
Oh, okay. Then you want us. We can talk all day long then.
I'm a BBW.
Okay.
Also, the pageant started in April the 22nd, Georgia, so.
You're going to be in the pageant?
Yes, I'm in the
pageant. Which one? Which one?
In Georgia. Georgia.
Which one? The Which
US,
pageant in Georgia?
It's the U.S. It's the U.S. Georgia plus size pageant.
Talking about Miss Georgia plus America?
Mm-hmm.
Who running that pageant? Who's over that pageant?
It's, her name's Tanya Brown.
Tanya Brown. I'm the reigning Miss Florida plus America. I didn't know Georgia had got their pageant back up and running. Okay. All
right. We got one this year. We got 8 girls.
Oh, yay. I'm so happy. I'm getting ready to give up my title. I'm the reigning Miss Plus America. So, yes, Florida plus America. Yes, I'm happy to hear that. Good job. Okay, well, we won't bother you with the business, with women in business this time, since you already got something going on. But trust me now, you know I will. But we are proud of you. Thank you for doing what you're doing. And Ms. Shonadal, I will definitely connect with you. Mom, you want to say anything? You want to just close us out in prayer?
My main thing, and I like to just say that everybody is just to keep focused faith. Anything you put your mind to, God will bring it to fruition. You just got to keep focused.
Focused faith. That's our word for tonight. Focused faith. I'm so excited to be before you here in Radio Land on Curzon 3D Radio. We will definitely be seeing you back here next week. Miss Shaw, baby.
Yeah.
You ain't nothing but the truth, darling. And you know Auntie love you like a fat girl loves cake. Yes, I do. And we will definitely have you back in the Curvy Studios. We definitely want you to stay up, keep your head up, stay positive, and keep doing what you're doing. We're definitely going to connect, going to be definitely passing your music and some things along to some folks. I got a friend that does indie music out in Chicago. With your permission, I want to get you on his show and get your Hallelujah song over to him. If you don't mind.
Most definitely. I appreciate
His name
you.
Is
Thank
Michael
so
Lane.
Much.
I definitely want to catch up, connect you guys, because he will love it. He will absolutely love it. And we're going to be talking about maybe getting you over to Clearwater if we can, or to do some things that we're going to be doing, because we're going to be taking the Women in Business pageant on a 10-city tour. So definitely want to connect with you, because if we can do something and do it big, we definitely want you to be a part of it.
Yeah, most definitely.
All right, you guys, thank you for joining in. Thank you for listening in. It has definitely been a plump pleasing pleasure here on Curzon 3D Radio tonight to have you. And our special guest in the Curvy Studios tonight was Ms. Shasha Music. And check her out at www.shashamuzik.com. And we'll definitely see you back here next week. Love you. Deuces.
Love you.
Love you.
It's a blessing. Yeah, I'm feeling good. Sometimes the joy that I have is misunderstood. He made a way for me like no one else could. I think I need rehab, cause they got me hooked. Walking around with a smile on my face, and I ain't worried about a thing, and it's because of his grace. So spread the word, go see and taste. No matter your hood, don't give him praise. shot up in my bones. I gotta let it out. And since it came in my life, it's been a roundabout. Used to be down, trapped, now I got wild out. Whoa, get out. 10,000 tons, couldn't praise him enough. But everything that he's done is no ifs, ands, or buts. I was put there.
You have been listening to Curzon 3D Radio. Tonight's show has been brought to you tonight by Women in Business Pageant. Women in Business Pageant. www.womeninbusinesspageant.com. Register today to be a part of this great event. Make it a great day. Deuces.